Hi, you guys. God bless. I'm blessed to be here with you and hear your voices and know that we are so like-minded upon the Word of God, and we have such a great love for our Father and for each other. It's really comforting during times like these because there's so much negative stuff still going on out there, and we really can't trust a lot of what we hear or what is reported or what is said or what appears to be a certain way. But we can trust God, and we can put our heart and our faith and confidence in Him because He is a faithful God. And that's what I want to do tonight. I want to go to His Word. I want to go to some of the Scriptures. I want us to look at how faithful our God is and that we can trust Him. We can trust what He says. He will do what He promises He will do. He will take care of us in spite of what's going on in this world. So we have no need to fear or have anxiety about stuff. We know in our hearts this is our Father's promise and He is faithful. Let's look at Numbers 23. Go to chapter 23. And there are many places where in the Word where this word faithfulness or faithful is used in light of God. And I encourage you to look some other ones up besides the ones we see tonight, because it really is amazing how much God talks about His faithfulness to reassure us and to help us not walk in fear. Numbers 23, verse 19. God is not a man that He should lie, nor a son of man that He should repent. Has He said it, and will He not do? Or has He spoken, and will He not make it good? Yeah, He has spoken, and yes, He will make it good. Look at Lamentations, chapter 3. I'm going to do a few in the Old Testament and then a few in the church epistles so that we can see that no matter who God's dealing with from the beginning with Adam and Eve to this day and each one of us that are here and have been here, He has been faithful to what He says. Lamentations 3:22. Though the Lord's mercy... we are not consumed. I'm sorry. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Your faithfulness. And that's what God says about Himself. His faithfulness is great because we get new days every day. It's a new day with God. His mercies cover us all and all that we do. Psalms 36. There's a few verses here that you'll notice as we go through them. Mercy and faithfulness go together. Psalm 36:5. Your mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. I thought that was so cool. That's a great mind picture. God's mercy is right there with Him. That's where it is. It's seated with our Father. His mercy is there. And then His faithfulness reaches to the clouds, you know, and here we are down here, and here He is, there He is up there, and yet His mercy, because of His faithfulness, reaches us every day, no matter what we do or don't do, we walk in that mercy. Go to Psalms chapter 40. This is, I think it's David that's written this one. It's a really beautiful psalm. Verse 10, Psalm chapter 40, verse 10. I have not hidden Your righteousness within my heart. I have declared Your faithfulness and Your salvation. I have not concealed Your loving kindness and Your truth from the great assembly. I mean, David talked about God's mercy and love and God's faithfulness. It's amazing how much is in God's Word about how much God loves us and how much He wants to take care of us and what He wants to do for us. Sometimes we miss it because we just, you know, have these moments of, well, I'm going to do things my way, or, you know, I'm going to figure this out, or, you know, God, I've been praying, I don't know what to do, I haven't heard anything from You. And we just step outside of that protection and that loving kindness of our Father and try to figure it out. And then, you know what, it doesn't stop Him from reaching out to us, and normally we'll figure it out. He helps us figure it out that, hey, you know, I need to get back in alignment and harmony with God and really listen to Him, because He really is faithful to us, and he really wants to take care of us. Look at Psalm 119. Here's another verse about him. 119, verse 138. Your testimonies which you have commanded are righteous and very faithful. That is pretty cool, that God's word says he is very faithful. He's not just faithful, he is very faithful. Look at Psalm 89. Verse 2. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Your faithfulness you shall establish in the very heavens. So God is faithful everywhere he is and everything he does. And he is everywhere and he does all the great, good, loving, kind, wonderful things that happen in this world. And that is all part of his faithfulness. He established the very heavens with his faithfulness. Now that is big. Think about that. Look at Isaiah 25, verse 1. This is where we're going to go to. O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will praise your name, for you have done wonderful things. Your counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. And this is God's word declaring this stuff about our Heavenly Father. It's a true word. We can trust God's word. We can trust God. And we know that he is faithful. We sometimes are the ones that can't be faithful. We're sometimes the one that missed that mark. But even in those situations, he is reaching down for us to grab his hand and allow him to be faithful to all that he has promised us as we look to him and work, let him work in our hearts and lives. Look at 1 Corinthians verse 1 Corinthians chapter 1. I really got blessed looking at some of these scriptures and reading some of the context of them, especially some of the ones in the Old Testament. Man, those guys just really, they really saw God's faithfulness big time in many situations. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 9. God is faithful. God is faithful. And God is our Heavenly Father. We are children of the Most High God, and God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. We can know in our hearts without a doubt that God has called us to be his sons through the works and accomplishments of our Lord Jesus Christ, and that is a faithful calling, and nothing can undo that. That is powerful. And when you stop and think about that, when we walk in who we are in Christ and our power and authority, it opens up doors that are unbelievable to us. And God's faithfulness to call us to that calling opened those doors. Look at 1 Thessalonians. Go to chapter 5. Verse 24. He who calls you is faithful, who also will do it. I mean, how can you get it any plainer than that? He who's called you, who's called us to be his kids, who's called us to speak the gospel, who's called us to walk in the power and authority of Jesus Christ, he is faithful, who will also do it. And you know what? He will give us he has given us the ability to walk like Jesus Christ, to minister, to have that same compassion, that same love, that same tenderness, that same patience. Think of the fruits of the Spirit. God's faithfulness is what has allowed us to be born into the family and to have that seed in us so that those fruits can be a part of our life. We can be patient with one another. Remember what Barney taught about the love of God recently. You know what? That's how we should treat each other. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. God is faithful to give us the ability to do these things. And we should be faithful in our commitment to Him to walk like Christ walked. That's part of our job. That's our job. And we can be faithful, and we are faithful many times, much of the time. God's Word shows us that time and time again, our Father is faithful. At times, life will get hard. I mean, right now, look at what's going on. Look at what people have to deal with. And, you know, we miss each other. We want to see each other. It's a bummer. But you know what? God is still faithful, and it's still going to end, and He's still going to make sure we are tender and cared for and loved, and He will open doors for us to bless each other if we listen to His still small voice. I mean, we can do a lot of things to be able to stay in touch with each other, and His faithfulness to us should be a great example of how we can be faithful to Him and faithful to reach out in love and care for one another no matter what the circumstances are in this crazy world. You know, sometimes we blow it. We mess things up. We doubt His promises. But it doesn't matter to Him how many times we do that. He continually loves us. He is continually faithful to open His arms of love, compassion, and forgiveness every single time we turn our backs on Him. All we have to do is turn back around, and it is right there. And it's been right there the whole time. We just put the roadblock up. That's what His Word says, and that's the truth. And I'm so thankful to be His child. I'm so thankful to know His Word. I'm so thankful to trust and have my confidence in God. You know, even when I know I've blown it, there's a part of me in there that just knows, you know what? Get it together, because your God is right there waiting for you. Your Father is right there to guide, direct you, and fill your heart with the joys and the desires that you have to bless and give and be who He's called you to be. So it doesn't matter what's going on around us. It doesn't matter how bad the situation's looking in the media or in the politics or, you know, even in our personal life sometimes. If we just stop and we just remember our God is faithful and He has the answer and He will give the deliverance immediately as soon as we open up our hearts and our ears to hear Him and then be obedient to what He says. That's all He asks of us. Just listen and do what I direct you to do so I can give you all this great stuff that I want to give to you because you are my child and I love you deeply and completely. In spite of anything and everything, He is a faithful, loving, giving, tender Father. So God, we just thank You for Your Word, and geez, Father, there's so much in there, and there's still so much that we need to grow in and learn and practice in our lives, and I am so thankful that You're faithful to us. I'm so thankful that You continue to keep Your arms open wide. You're so patient, You're so kind, You're so merciful, and we are truly blessed to call You our Father. And we are truly, truly blessed to call You our God. And we're so thankful for what You and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ did by what He did, the work that You worked in Him at Calvary, and You raised Him from the dead, and He is seated with You, and we are seated with Him with You right now. Just help us get our minds around who we really are in Christ. Help us to be as faithful to You and Your Word as You are to us. You know we love You, God, in spite of sometimes what we do. And we're so thankful that You do, Father. And I pray for this, and I pray for everyone listening that their hearts just are open wider to You tonight and the next day, and that You just poured in, God, so that our eyes of understanding can be enlightened and our hearts can be joyful in spite of the circumstances we might be dealing with. And I thank You for this in the name of Your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.